Hey guys, this is Connor, and today we have an intermediate lesson for you about how to introduce a new team member to your company.
And this is Tara, and part of this lesson is also not only just introducing a new person, it also has the lady introducing herself to the new team.
Right. I remember when we started at Open Language, we had to introduce ourselves a little bit.
We did.
So let's go ahead and listen to this useful dialogue.
Great.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to introduce a new member to our team. Please join me in welcoming Lindsay Hamilton.
Thanks for the introduction, Henry. Morning, everyone. I'm very excited to get started here.
Lindsay has extensive experience in marketing and public relations. She'll be in charge of PR in our firm. With that, I'll let her tell us a little bit more about herself.
Thank you, Henry. I've worked in marketing and PR my entire career and held various positions in some of the world's largest agencies. One of the things I enjoy most about this job is working with extremely talented people. So I'm really looking forward to joining your team and working with all of you.
We are equally excited about having you on board to expand the reach of this company. I'd like to encourage everybody to say hi to Lindsay at some point this week.
Yes, my door is always open. Please feel free to drop in and say hi. So everybody, we just heard a dialogue between Henry and Lindsay. And Henry is probably the big boss here, and he has just hired Lindsay to be part of their team.
Yeah, and even Lindsay's a new hire, although she's got a pretty good position, doesn't she?
She does.
She's not a low-level employee. She's going to be in charge of PR.
She will. So when Henry introduces her to the team, he says, "Good morning, everyone. I'd like to introduce a new member to our team."
Yeah, and something there, "I'd like to." We all know this phrase, "I would like." I would like a banana. I would like an apple. But this is a little different. It doesn't mean "I would like," as in "I want." It's just a polite way to say, "I am going to introduce."
Mm-hmm. And he says, "Please join me in welcoming,"
right,
Lindsay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, join me. Join me to welcome?
No. We always have to follow this with a gerund, with an ing. So mm-hmm. Please join me in doing something. Mm-hmm. And that just means come with me or participate with me.
Together.
Do it together.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's a bit formal, right?
Very formal. Great for a business situation.
Yeah.
You wouldn't say, "Hey, Connor, please join me in going for dinner tonight."
Yeah. "Please join me in eating now."
No.
Where are we?
Yeah, it's like, "Let's do this. Let's eat." Yes.
Let's eat.
But in a work environment, it's perfect, and it's used all the time whenever a new person is introduced to their colleagues or their coworkers.
Yeah, or even like at a speech or a conference or something when they introduce a speaker.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So then what does Lindsay say?
She says, "Thanks for the introduction, Henry. Morning, everyone. I'm very excited to get started here."
Right, and she doesn't say, "I'm very excited to start." Why would she say that?
Both would work. Mm-hmm. here, it's just an expression, get started doing something. We also say things like get going.
Yeah, get going.
It means to begin something.
Yeah, to begin. There's a change. There's starting.
So when you start a new job, it's really good to say something like, "I'm super excited to start working here."
Yeah.
It just shows you're enthusiastic.
Yeah,
and
make
you
make everybody happy.
Exactly. You want to be part of the team and contribute.
Yeah, exactly.
And then Henry comes back and he says,
"Well, Lindsay has extensive experience." Extensive.
Extensive, so extend.
Yeah.
And this is an adjective that means wide or big.
Or long or a lot.
A lot and various too.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a good word for this kind of situation. It's a little formal and good for using in the workplace.
Mm-hmm. So if you said, you could say, "I have a lot of experience," but that maybe doesn't sound so professional.
Right, yeah.
So extensive experience means I know what I'm doing.
And this one you can see in the expansion.
Exactly.
And notice here, after experience, it says in, the preposition. Mm-hmm. Usually when we talk about experience in a field, we use this preposition in.
Right. And in this case, Lindsay's experience is in PR or public relations.
Right. We use this term a lot. Public relations, because every company has a relationship mm-hmm. with the public.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of work is that?
Basically, it's media, marketing. If there's any news stories.
Mm-hmm. Social media, right?
Social media, very important.
Facebook or whatever.
Right. So here, you just want to make sure that you're saying public relations.
Yeah, with an S.
With an S, and not public relation or public relationship. Right. That's kind of awkward.
Yeah.
But public relations is the expression.
Right. Then he goes on, she'll be in charge of PR,
mm-hmm.
in our firm. Now, there's two things here. She'll be in charge of.
She is leading it.
She's the boss.
She is the boss. She is managing that area. If you are in charge of something, you maybe are the owner.
Yeah.
But you control, run the show.
Yeah. Another thing you can say here is that she is responsible for
mm-hmm.
it. It's like her responsibility.
And people will report to her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Then we have the word firm.
Mm-hmm.
Firm, is that like hard?
That's the adjective. No, that's not the adjective. In this case.
This is a noun.
It's a noun, and it's just a big company, maybe like a law firm.
Yeah, usually we use firm for law or financial companies or advertising, right?
Sometimes advertising as well, yeah. Mm. And then Henry says, with that, I'll let her tell us a bit more about herself. Now, with that, what does that do?
That's just, it doesn't have a really strong meaning. It's more like a transition, meaning I'm done and next.
Okay? Yes.
I'm done and the next person is going to say something now.
And it's just a really nice transition it's a little more formal, but it has a nice flow to what you're saying.
Totally,
so it's not broken speech and very abrupt.
Yeah, it's better than saying next.
Yeah, exactly.
That, it's really nice.
Not from your boss, no. And then what does Lindsay say?
Thank you, Henry. I've worked in marketing and PR for my entire career.
We've probably seen this before.
Yeah, it means whole, but it's a little more full than whole and a little more professional.
Formal?
Yeah, exactly. Entire career.
And she has held various positions. So various?
Yeah, various, like different kinds. Yeah, various is a little better for a professional environment. If you're talking with your friend, you might say a lot of.
Right. And here, another word. So various is the adjective and variety is the noun. And to vary would be the verb. And she has held those positions. Why held?
Well, that's just the word that we use with position, a position like a job. It doesn't mean she's holding it in her hand. It just means she did that.
And again, more formal, but it just means, she worked in that position.
Yeah, so we use this verb hold with job, hold a position.
Yeah, you can actually say, I've held down my job.
I've held down my job, yeah.
Which means I've kept my job.
Yeah, right. And Lindsay has held some various positions in the world's largest agencies.
Right. So earlier we saw the word firm. So this is like a business. Now an agency is similar, but it's more client-based. You're serving a client.
Yeah, the agency is doing some specific purpose.
And what is the person that works at an agency?
That would be an agent.
Yes.
So there's lots of kinds of agencies, right? Like PR agencies.
Advertising,
yeah.
Marketing.
Mm-hmm,
lots, especially in the advertising area,
yeah,
I guess.
Sure.
Dealing with people doing client work.
Exactly. So the next line is a great way to make people like you or to please people.
Right. So Lindsay says, one of the things I enjoy most about my job is working with extremely talented people.
Yeah. So it's like paying a compliment to them before you meet them.
Right. You don't maybe know if they're talented or they have skill at their job, but it's a very polite thing to say to make them happy.
Yeah. Everyone's going to feel like, oh, I'm talented.
Oh, I like her.
I'm sure everybody is.
And then she says, so I'm really looking forward to joining your team and working with all of you.
Right. So this is an essential thing you should say. I'm really looking forward to. So it means like excited. I'm excited to.
I'm looking ahead and I really am pleased about this. And right, I'm excited.
And one thing you should be careful here. A lot of students I've seen say expecting. I'm expecting. To join your team, but we don't use expect in this situation. We use look forward to.
So we've actually seen this expression before in the rain check lesson. And another way to say it is I really look forward to. So both, do they have a different meaning or are they the same?
Not really, just casual or natural.
Right, this one seems to flow off your tongue a little bit better, more natural. And it's definitely more friendly.
Totally,
And it makes her more approachable.
Approachable, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
So she's friendly.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're back to Henry again. He says, we are equally excited about having you on board.
Right. So a board is a piece of wood.
Yeah. But this is not standing on a board.
No.
This is like being part of the team.
Right. So when you say, for example, if you get on board a plane or on board a ship.
Or a train.
Or a train.
Or a subway.
It's the same thing. You're joining it.
Joining it, yeah. So you're going to go together.
Exactly. And a response to that could be...
Welcome on board.
Right.
And sometimes it even means agreement. Are you on board?
Definitely. Yeah. So if you agree with what someone is going to do, you'll say, sure, I'm on board with
I'm on board. I agree. Let's do that.
Yeah. And if you don't...
I'm not on board.
Not on board. I'm jumping ship.
I'm not going to do it. But in today's case, it is welcoming somebody on board to expand the reach of the company.
Right. So we've seen extensive in this lesson. Yep. So expand is a verb to grow.
To grow, yeah. And this word is also in the expansion. It's the
very
same
good
word.
Yes. Yep. And here you're expanding the reach.
Yeah, reach. Like if I stretch my arms, how far can I reach?
So
company does this too through things like social media, public relations.
Exactly. So it's how far your company touches people.
Yeah, or like influence.
Yeah, definitely.
People, yeah.
And then Henry says,
I'd like to encourage everybody to say hi to Lindsay at some point this week.
Right. Encourage.
Yeah. So this part here, he says, I'd like to encourage. Again, I'd like to doesn't mean I want. Means I'm going to, but it's polite. Encourage. I encourage you. It's kind of like a suggestion or a command, even like a polite command.
It is a polite command. He wants those people
he wants that,
to do it, but he is motivating politely.
It's like a very soft.
But you still better do it.
Yeah.
So if a boss said to you, you do this, or you go introduce yourself to Lindsay.
I'm going to feel a little bit awkward.
It's a little harsh.
Yeah, a little harsh, yeah.
So this, I'd like to encourage you. Much more polite?
Yeah, it's just a softer way to say something. And then he says, at some point this week. Point in time, sometime. So say hi to her sometime this week.
So can you drop by my office some point today?
Yeah, some point today.
And we usually say at some point.
Right, exactly. At some point. Because it's a short time, like at 3 o'clock.
Right. Then Lindsay, who is also very friendly.
So friendly.
Then she says something to end the introduction.
Yeah, my door is always open.
So this is a fixed expression.
Yeah.
And basically, the door is literally open.
It doesn't mean that she's too hot, so she's opening the door.
Right.
It means come in anytime to talk to me.
Right. And another way to say this is I have an open door policy.
Yeah, like an open door rule.
Right.
Yeah.
So at any time, if you are worried or stressed out or have a problem, come and visit me.
Yeah, don't be shy.
Exactly. And she says, please feel free to drop in and say hi.
Yeah, feel free. Free like a free cookie.
I wish. No, maybe Lindsay will have cookies with her.
Well, I hope so.
But feel free means
like freedom, right?
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead. Again, like don't hesitate.
Be welcome. You are welcome.
Mm-hmm. And we use this a lot, like feel free to call me, mm-hmm. feel free to ask me a question.
Right. So, Connor, you mentioned the expression don't hesitate.
Yeah, yeah.
So, same meaning, just please feel free is a little bit more welcoming, friendly.
Yeah.
Not I'm the boss kind of thing.
Yeah.
And feel free to drop in.
Drop in. So that's like come by. Stop by.
Visit.
Visit. Yeah, visit. Yeah.
So very often you'll actually hear people say the expression, please feel free to drop in and say hi.
Yeah, it's all like one piece, like a really set sentence.
Exactly. And it just means I'd love to see you at any time.
Yeah, please visit.
Well, that was a very useful dialogue. Let's listen to the whole thing one more time.
Okie doke. Good morning, everyone. I'd like to introduce a new member to our team. Please join me in welcoming Lindsay Hamilton.
Thanks for the introduction, Henry. Morning, everyone. I'm very excited to get started here.
Lindsay has extensive experience in marketing and public relations. She'll be in charge of PR in our firm. With that, I'll let her tell us a little bit more about herself.
Thank you, Henry. I've worked in marketing and PR my entire career, and held various positions in some of the world's largest agencies. One of the things I enjoy most about this job is working with extremely talented people. So I'm really looking forward to joining your team and working with all of you.
We are equally excited about having you on board to expand the reach of this company. I'd like to encourage everybody to say hi to Lindsay at some point this week.
Yes, my door is always open. Please feel free to drop in and say hi.
So we just heard the dialogue again, and something really useful about this is that we have two perspectives here. We have a boss, and then we have the new employee. So it's really good to see how the language works from both sides.
Mm-hmm. And let's take a quick review of some of the language here.
So when we have a new employee or a new team member at a company, it's a good thing to say, for the boss to say, please join me in welcoming.
And if you're the new person, it's great to say things like, I'm excited to get started, or I'm looking forward to joining your team, and you're all very talented, and showing enthusiasm mm-hmm. and being friendly.
Right, yeah. So, guys, we hope you enjoyed our lesson, and our door is always open for comments.
Yes, please feel free to leave us some comments of what you thought about this lesson. And if you've ever been in the situation, either as a boss or as an employee.
Yeah, leave us a comment. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
For more English podcasts, stay tuned to 开言英语每天听.